Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing this morning? I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host. And you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And, you know, today is a pagan holiday, Halloween. And, right now, as we speak, a group of witches are gathering right now, as we're speaking. Why? Because Kavanaugh got into office. That's why they are gathering today on Halloween. Because, knowing that Kavanaugh has been, sworn in to the Supreme Court, and these witches are trying to cast a spell on him so that he could fail. Not just him, they're doing it on the president as well, Donald Trump. I got a copy of the book written by Greg Miller. He's the best evangelist out there. I love Greg Miller. And it's called The Apprentice, Trump, Russia, and the Subversion of American Democracy. I haven't got a chance to read the book yet, but I recommend you to get a copy of it. Yes, the ministry is doing a fundraiser starting today. December 9th, before I get to the fundraiser, December 9th, right here at Tray Street Family Critic Center, at 4 o'clock that Sunday, there will be a Christmas play put on here. We could fill this place up with 140 people. The bounce houses would be walled up and pushed to underneath the stage. If you want to come, it is 100 Faith Court, Port Jefferson, New York, 12771. That is our address to get here. It is in Lakewood States, Trailer Park. Whoever is here in this area. You can make a donation to the ministry. You could write a check to Tri-State Family Credit Center. It doesn't matter how much. Our address is P.O. Box 3113. I'm going to say it again. And it's P.O. Box 3113. And, that's what the address to here is. You could come here if you want. If you live here in the Tri-State area, you could put cash into the orphan and widow box or to the credit center itself, because we have an organization we started recently. It's called the Orphan Walk. We're trying to get a team together. We are going to meet every other Tuesday. If you're interested in being part of the board. We meet here at 5 o'clock on Tuesday nights for dinner. Join us for dinner at 5 o'clock. The meeting is from 6:30 to 7:30 every other Tuesday. Last week was our meeting, and I had a good time. getting some, hearing some people's ideas for the organization. If it could have the churches all over the United States to rescue orphans. And besides putting them in the government foster care system, why not put them in a Christian, church-based foster care system? All the churches, all over the world, in America, to rescue orphans. That's why my good friend Eric and his beautiful wife Mar and kids are on a bus trip for 9 months. And they're going away on a bus trip to minister and to encourage all of the churches to intervene and to start rescuing the orphans and to share the love of Jesus. And I did give them stuffed animals from the TV station, Access 23, right here in Port Jervis, New York. I am going to take a break, and you're not going to hear me for 6 months. I'm going to take a break from the podcast. I'm going to take a break from the TV as well. It is important to understand the purpose of the gospel and the purpose of what the pagans are doing. Last night, I read out of Isaiah 43, and it's amazing that how God is putting people in a position that they want, they don't want to be in, because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the purpose of Halloween. I was listening to Dr. Michael Lake, and he has a podcast called Kingdom Intelligence. Go to kingdomintelligencebriefing.com and listen to his podcast, and it's amazing. He explains that God is raising up his remnant, and part half of his remnant is fully awake and starting to see what's going on in the government and going on with Halloween and all that, and why the good chunks of the churches are celebrating it. I found out that a church in Missouri is celebrating Halloween right now. They are celebrating Halloween. These churches are blinded by the enemy. Yes, I'm on part two of the purpose of Halloween, because I started last week. It's a two-part series that I'm doing. But it is important to understand the paganism and the wickedness and the evilness. I never celebrated Halloween growing up. Never. I just dressed up as my parent, as my family dressed up. That's the only time I dressed up. My dad doesn't celebrate it. He never had. Halloween is not about dressing up and walk around town and getting candy. It's not all about candy. It's not all about dressing up and have fun. It's not. There are people out there, right now, as you speak, all over the Hudson Valley of New York, including Orange County, Sullivan County, Washington County, Ulster County, all of them have clown costumes on, murdering people. People dressing up as clowns. Not just here in New York, but all over the place. Kill the clowns. How evil. Who wants to dress up in a clown suit? Carrying a gun and knives to find somebody innocent to kill. How cruel. How cruel. All these people. How evil. Right here in New York. Right here in my old town. There was clown spottings. The Antifa. Dressing up as clowns. To murder people who voted for President Donald Trump. That's what Halloween is. People dressing up as clowns. And they are clowns. And so are you for dressing up in Halloween costumes and brainwashing your kids. And saying, oh, go ahead, walk around town and collect candy, have fun. Nah. You don't know if there's a cold-blooded killer out there. You don't know. You don't know. The enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Let's look at Isaiah 43. I want to look at verse 13 and 15. It says, indeed, before the day was, I am He, and there is no other. There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work and I reserve. I reserve it. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will bring, I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice in the ships. I'm going to go down to verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your king. Do you see what is going on? Do you see that? The wickedness. Do you know how evil these people are? I say 43. And it's even, actually, I was reading, I said 58 yesterday. And that is what Dr. Lake was reading out of. And he read out of verse 11 and 12. Actually, 11 and 13 he read. It says, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul and drop and strengthen your bones. You will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water is not to is do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. They will, you shall raise up the foundation of many generations. And you shall be called repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy days of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own word." And I'm going to stop there. But it's mind-boggling what I just read out of Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. If you listen to Dr. Michael Lake on Kingdom Intelligence, and how he talked about what the enemy's doing right now as we speak before our eyes, we have to focus on what is important for us to destroy the power of darkness. Stick a wedge in there before him, before the king, well, before the devil. There, we have to have a breach in our prayers. We have to. We have to have a breach. And there will be a breach. You will see breaches as we pray, as we cry out to Jesus, cry out to the cross, put a focus on the cross. Do you know what the parents are doing to these kids? Well, it just went out of 58, and Isaiah 58 is mind-boggling. And I didn't want to read this today. I didn't want to read Isaiah 58 this morning. I did not, but God just put me there. God just put me right there, Isaiah 58, to open up the eyes of the church and stick a breach between God and the enemy. And God would put a breach between you guys, between the two of you. And there is a breach right here in your spiritual realm between the, and the angels are coming. We shouldn't handle the war by ourselves. Let the enemies do it. And we have to say to God, we need air control. Airstrike. You let the fighter pilots be fighter pilots. And the ground soldiers be ground soldiers. And we have to let the Heavenly Father, let the angels do their jobs to fight against the enemy himself. And we have to pray hard. I'm challenging your prayer life today on Halloween. I'm challenging you guys. I'm begging you guys to pray hard tonight. Pray against the devil. Lucifer wants to have your kids dress up in Halloween costumes. So that a clown could go after your kid and kill him or her. Your son or daughter wouldn't be coming home tonight. Repent. I'm begging you. If you celebrate Halloween, I'm begging you to repent right now. Repent. Because what this book talks about is wickedness. Evil. But because this book talks about what the enemy's doing. The purpose of Halloween. Isaiah 58. I recommend you to read it. Now that I didn't want to read it today, but I had to. Not that I didn't want to, but I had to. Because God just put this on my heart this morning, knowing that I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do the sermon this morning, but I have to do it. Why? Because the devil, because the Father wants me to show you the truth. And share the truth of the kingdom of darkness. And what the enemy's doing right now, before our very own eyes, Isaiah 58 explains it all. It does. It explains it all. It explains what the devil's doing. And here comes the helicopter shining the spotlight on the enemy. And here comes the planes right behind the helicopter dropping bombs. That's what we need. We need missiles. Last year, Donald Trump launched a mother of all bombs. Last year. Bam, boom, bam, boom, bam! Right over Syria. The mother of all bombs. If the president can call for airstrike, so could we. we could order airstrike on the enemy. And I am asking you to do the same. Order the airstrike. Air support. To attack the enemy tonight. Ask God for air control. The air support. Ask him tonight for air support. And go after the enemy right now. Today! Today! Go after the enemy today! That's all I'm asking, is to go after the enemy today. If you have a knock on your door from a kid saying, trick or treat, read Isaiah 58 to that child. Do it! Do it! And pray for the child, and pray for the parents. Pray for the family of that child. And stick a breach between the enemy. Stick a breach in there. Stick a breach in your prayer life tonight. Today, stick a breach in your prayers. Knowing how much I didn't want to read Isaiah 58. And how much I hate this chapter. But I had to read it. Isaiah 58 is the worst chapter out there. The worst chapter. But I had to read it. The Heavenly Father, Daddy wants us to know the truth. Daddy wants us to know the purpose of the pagan holidays and how evil these people are. Man, I'm on fire today. And I recommend you to read Isaiah 58 this morning. Focus on the kids. The kids are more important than anything else in your life. Anyone else in your life, those kids are more important. Not your own kids. The kids in the neighborhood. The kids in your town. The kids in the city. The kids in your family. Your nieces, your nephews. Your cousins. Share the gospel. Share the love of Jesus. You have to share the love of Jesus. Do it today. Knowing how much you don't want to do it. Go, I don't want to read this. I don't want to do it. I don't care what God says. What I do? I care about what the Father says. He loves his kids. And he loves you. I'm going to close with this. I want you to understand the purpose of what the government is doing. And I challenge you to research Halloween. Research the history of it. You'll be amazed what these people are doing. You would be. You would be amazed. You wouldn't just be amazed. You're going to be sick to your stomach. This closing prayer, Father, I thank you. I just pray for those who are listening to see the purpose of Halloween and what the enemy's doing to stick preach in there. Father, I just ask that you bring the power of the cross over these people today to help them see the purpose of the darkness of the enemy, the power of the enemy. And I thank you, Jesus, for the cross. I thank you for defeating the enemy. I thank you for those kids that are going to be walking through our door tonight, seeking your love, seeking your wisdom tonight, and knowing what Halloween is all about, to break the chains of the enemy. In your name, amen. Thanks for listening this morning. And remember, read Isaiah 58 to each and every child that comes to your door tonight, seeking for candy. They shouldn't be seeking for candy. They should be seeking the truth and the word of Jesus. And remember this, to keep strength, keep faith, love God. Thank you for listening.